Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 6th of November. Starting off with AsiaMet Resources, where we had that gap early last month and had a good, decent consolidation since then within a triangle formation. That resistance line there from last month broken a couple of days ago. And we've had an inside day breakout, in fact, through the 20-day moving average at 4.18 pence. View at this stage is that while we're above the recent low, 3.85, looking for as high as 7 pence at the top of the July trend channel, hopefully soon as the end of next month. Ideally, there's not even any end-of-day close back below the 20-day moving average. On to Blue Star Capital, which see there's a bit of a buzz today about, not surprisingly, given that shares have pushed higher. Just trying to break through that 200-day moving average at 0.15, but like to see an end-of-day close, end-of-week close today above that particular level, and that might be the trigger for people who are fans of the stock. The other point to note here on the daily chart is the recent bear trap from below that 0.13 low for mid-October. Seen a lot of stocks with a late October, early November bear trap, just flushing out people before maybe a Christmas rally, let's hope. But at least above the 200-day line over the near term, we could see Blue Star head back towards the top of the rising trend channel from back in October last year, as high as 0.28 pence. But although it has to be admitted, this is a relatively, is normally a relatively slow situation. Stop loss obviously back below the initial November support, just around the 0.12 level. Besant Resources, you've seen the mini miners do well of late, and after that rather sharp pullback from 0.55, or just about 0.55, we've seen a rebound. Good. The positive here is that the rebound, or the low here, was above the 50-day moving average at 0.189, which is normally a bullish sign. And we've got all the near-term moving averages rising, even the 200-day line. So the view at this stage is that at least while we're above 0.25, which is the 20-day moving average area, we should see a partial or even a full retest of the October peak through 0.5 pence plus. Onto a stock which I don't look at very much, but it has been bubbling up quite well of late. Bluebird Merchant Ventures. Here the trick, I suppose, has been the couple of bear trap rebounds from below the 50-day line. The 50-day line currently at 4.76. That's also the floor of the January trend channel. And while we're above that, looking for 9 pence, hopefully early in the new year. Obviously, if you're cautious of the shares, you'd wait for a break of last month's peak around 5.8 pence. But looks as though with all the near-term moving averages rising, there's no need to be too cautious there. Interesting situation in the form of the relatively obscure stock coming up next, Bilby. Here it looks like we're gapping through, or at least breaking through the last month's peak, 25.75. End of day or end of week close above this should be enough to start the shares on a journey, not only to retest the initial 29 pence zone high of this year, but also as a best case scenario of the next 2 to 3 months hit the top of this year's trend channel at 50 pence. And the upside valid while we hold above the floor of the channel and the 50-day moving average around 20 pence. On to a favourite of the Bulletin Board Heroes, Cobra Resources. Here we're looking strong in terms of today's, the rebound we've had in the latter part of this week at and above the 50-day moving average at 2.5 pence. Above that, looking for the top of the trend channel from November last year, as high as 4.6 pence. And again, that would be a 1 to 2 month time frame target. Big news today from DevClever, and we've seen the shares respond quite well, up to 8 pence. Just probably want to see the shares close above the 50-day moving average, 8.35 pence, after bouncing off the floor of the trend channel from April. The floor there around 7.25 pence, so the bull argument very much in place while we're above that. And the upside here, that resistance line there from April up to towards the 12 pence level, hopefully by the end of the month. Moving along to a stock which is new, at least in the near term here, Empyrean. Here we've got what looks like a pretty clear break of that falling wedge from June. The break level, today's low around 3.5 pence. So while we're above 3.5 pence on an end-of-day close basis, looking for the 200-day line at 5.1 pence initially, and then perhaps on a 1 to 2 month basis, retesting post-June resistance at 7 pence. On to a stock which I've been highlighting as a potential support, as fought with 4 pence being the potential support zone. Looks like that's working, although we had one final dip just at the turn of the month to 3.8 pence or so. Need to see an end of day close, I suppose, through 5.25 pence just to make sure that we're on our way. August resistance line there at that level. So end of day close above 5.25 could then finally give us the 8 pence or 9 pence even that the May rising trend channel is currently promising, hopefully by the end of next month. Another new name in the near term is Mylar Resources. Here we've got a spike through that resistance line there from back in May last year. That level is around 2.7 pence. So the shares need to see an end of day close or a weekly close above 2.7 pence to open up the possibility of a move towards the top of that rising trend channel from the early part of 2017 at 6 pence. I presume this is not a stock with a very narrow spread, but 2.7 pence currently the level in play for the bulls. Just a couple of stocks to go now. The first one is Mega Diagnostics. Lots of people chatting about this one at the moment. The reason for inclusion today is just that it looks like we've got multiple support points at the floor of this rising trend channel from April. The recent low around, 69 pence. So above that, we're hoping for a resumption of the uptrend from April. If you're cautious on the shares, I think you're looking really for an end-of-day close at 80 pence plus the initial high of November so far, 82 pence, and the 50-day line at 82.5 pence. So that's really the level to break to get a momentum trigger. Top of the channel there, heading towards £1.40, hopefully over the next 2 to 3 months while we hold above 69 pence. A bit of news, I think state building news regarding Trafalgar. And here we can see that after a sort of the turn of the month bear trap down to 0.12, just breaking that last September low 12.5, we bounced back. Still need to see a break of this 50-day moving average at 0.1, let's call it 0.16. If we can get that, then we'll finally get the shares on the trajectory for a top of trend channel target from July as high as 0.3 or 0.35, but let's just see whether we can get that 50-day moving average break first. That's it for me today. We'll see whether we can get some updates over the weekend.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.